welcome to Slimming World podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you had a great Easter. We are back with another public podcast. And this year we've had so many brilliant guests and they just keep coming, Anna, don't they?
Do you know what? I was just thinking this year has been ram-packed and with so many different guests. It's so interesting. I cannot wait for this one.
One of the things that me and Anna really love to do is explore how different people take the flexibility of food optimising, to understand just how adaptable this plan can be for people in all kinds of lifestyles, ages, genders, parts of the world even. And today we are delighted that we have Slimming World's current Diamond Member. Diamond Member of the Year, technically 2025, but you still hold the title, Anne, don't you? How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thanks to Slimming World.
Yes.
And a happy and healthy life.
Ah, yes. Well, the tiara looks great on you, shall we say. So, Diamond Member of the Year. I mean, we always have to, I guess, recap the lingo, Anna, don't we? For anyone who isn't part of the Slimming World community, they might be thinking, what on earth is a Diamond Member? Are you able to recap this, Anna?
So, yeah, our wonderful target members, once they've hit their desired chosen target weight, once they hit their first year, they become diamond status. And, yeah, it just means that they've stayed within their kind of weight loss bubble. You get a bubble of 6 pounds and they stayed within that for the first year. They get diamond target. And then year on after that, they're multiple diamonds, aren't they? They are like a tennis bracelet or necklace, some of them with so many diamonds. So, yeah, it's a celebration of every year that they've stayed at that target weight.
Wow. That's the gold right there, is it? Or diamond, should
exactly.
I say. I'm going to start with the first sentence of your success story that I read online, Anne. And here's what you said. You said, if you told me back in 2010 that I'd be this fit, happy and confident in my 80s, I'd have laughed. But here I am, living proof that it's never too late to change your life. Boom. Can you expand?
Yes. It was one of the best things I have done was on April the 27th, 2010, when I walked in feeling very nervous and afraid into Slimming World. But it was just wonderful. The consultant, the group, everything. And then the courage to get on the scales and discovered I was nearly 17 stone. But I was promised and assured that Slimming World would work. And it did, because I got to target in the following year of June. And it just worked. It was just wonderful. The weight came off. I was told I would lose weight. I was assured, I was promised if I followed it, you know, I would. And I wasn't hungry. It just worked. it was just amazing. And success breeds success. And I lost weight every single week bar Christmas when I put on half a pound. But there's no judgment. You know, if you find you slip by, that you... your group support your consultant and you get right back on it. And it's not a diet. I mean, it's proper food. You're never hungry. It's just wonderful.
Oh, I mean, and you say it changed your life. Or how? Give us an idea of how.
Well, for example, I used to love swimming, but I had to give it up because I just couldn't bear myself, see myself in a swimming costume or others to see me. And the weight came off. And I remember in January 2011, we booked a holiday property bond place in Wales with a swimming pool. And we'd booked this apartment, 77 steps up a spiral staircase. And that was the only way to access this wonderful apartment. And sort of walking up with a suitcase, walking down before breakfast to use the swimming pool. I mean, it just opened up, reopened, you know, this wonderful, healthy, happy life. And your character, your confidence changes. You're no longer sort of hiding or avoiding the camera or even sort of speaking in public. You don't want to put yourself forward. But once I started to lose the weight, you just gain in confidence or you regain the confidence. And you're healthy and happy.
Tell me, Anne, how has your health been impacted?
In 2010, I had suffered two chest infections. One, between January and March. My husband's brother is a doctor, and I did say to him, my chest infection, and he said to me, Anne, you're carrying around the sack of potatoes. There's so much weight. If you lost some weight, you would not suffer. And he was right. He was very kind. And it worked. I haven't had a chest infection since. Yes, it made a huge difference in the way I look, the way I dress.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah,
the way I am.
Yeah, you talked about avoiding mirrors. I mean, I absolutely avoided mirrors. Mm. Oh, and in fact, Anna, you only said a few weeks ago, didn't you, that now you're at a target weight and a diamond member, we should add. Yeah, Anna's diamond.
You know.
But you said that you don't mind looking at yourself in the mirror now.
Now it's something that I almost like prioritize. I do, to celebrate, and I've got a little 8-year-old little girl, and I want to show her that your body's brilliant and strong. And actually, we've got 5-6 full length mirrors in my house now.
Like,
that's
a nightmare for washing and cleaning, though.
I know, they're everywhere. But whereas I used to just have them from the chin upwards, because you didn't, I used to think, like, when I'd catch a reflection of myself, in a shop window, I used to wince at that, and now I actually take a second and think, hello, like, it makes you feel proud, doesn't it, of what you've done. So I'm a mirror fan.
Always turning sideways, in photographs.
Yes.
Or hiding behind somebody,
Yeah.
It's quite different, yes. And, originally when I did lose all this weight, people noticed and they would ask me, Anne, what have you done? And I said, I have joined Slimming World. It's just wonderful. It's proper food, cooked well.
You're an avid gardener, aren't you?
Well, yes. Well, we've got a lot. Well, we've got quite a bit. We've got a field. We've got a walled garden. Yes, but more of it has been put down to grass.
Okay, but I can imagine tending to that. You need to be quite fit and healthy to be physically.
Yes. And I did get a hot tub. I go in every night. 11 o'clock, even on Christmas Day, yes. And it's rigorous exercise, yes. I do. Or if not, I just lie back and let the bubbles and just look at the stars, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like...
Yeah.
But can I be cheeky and ask, do you wear a swimming costume or do you not bother?
I wear a woolly hat.
Is that all?
Yes.
if it's in your own garden, why not?
But I always tell my husband, I tell Anthony, I said, set Alexa for 20 minutes. So he'll come out and sort of close it up,
just
for safety's sake.
We've got visions of you in your woolly hat needing some assistance.
Well, I mean, honestly.
We really have got a zest for life, that's for sure to say.
Yes, well, I'm busy. I mean, we've got a lovely old church. Well, we're both involved with that. But I look after the village hall. It's opened every day for books and bric-a-brac. And I'm the unpaid cleaner. And we've made, I think, since COVID, £24,000 just through donations for books, jigsaws and bric-a-brac. But that involves... quite a bit of work, and there's a snooker room that I sort of go and hoover. It's part of the community. Our village is a lovely village in Wensleydale. I mean, it's very, very attractive, yeah.
Do you feel now, since you lost the weight, you live a bigger life? Because I found when I was overweight, my world was quite small.
An open life. And you don't mind talking to people. In Yorkshire, everyone knows everybody you speak. But I'm not afraid to be open. And none of us are perfect. None of us live stress-free lives. And you need to smile at people. And if they're looking down, you just spend time with people. When in retirement, you have got the time. And being involved with the village hall and the church, one is involved.
So the other thing I'm also thinking, Anne, is that that statement where you talked about if you spoke to your 20-year-old self. I mean, I imagine that there will be people in their 20s listening to this podcast episode. What would you say to people who maybe aren't yet retired and they are younger, and they are trying to lose the weight? What now, knowing that you've kind of cracked this and kept the weight off for a number of years, what would you suggest, either to yourself or to people of that age group?
Well, I would say, come with me. I belong to a club. Come with me. Just taste and see. The welcome you get, the understanding, there's no judgment. No one looks in horror. There are people in great need who need to lose weight, but you're so accepted, you're so welcomed, and you talk to the next door person, or you engage in the lineup. And no, I would say, come with me. Why, give it a go. Try, just try. Or I would, you were saying to a young, I would say, encourage them, or not what you must not do, but what you can eat, that you're not hungry, and just try and emphasize the healthy options. And I know it works.
You proof it works, don't you?
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, isn't it? Because it feels like the world seems so noisy these days, doesn't it? We'd try this, do that, quick fixes. We can't open the newspapers without seeing some kind of promise to do and shortcut. And I suppose it can be hard for people to find that organisation they trust. But I guess really, Slimming World's been doing this for like over 55 years.
Well,
Kind of
what?
know what they're talking about.
And also how Slimming World has adapted. I mean, when I joined, there was green, there was, there were three choices. I just took extra easy. But now I think it is much easier, much easier. Yes. Not simpler, but it's, I think, yeah.
Streamlined, it's been.
That's it. And Slimming World's a wonderful organisation. I've now been well entertained by them three times, Birmingham, but twice to our headquarters. And I am coming again in April, April the 24th. I've been invited to something or other.
Nice. Do you love the restaurant as much as Claire and I do?
But yes, wonderful. But everyone is so lovely. And we were given a tour this time of the offices, and I met a photographer, and he'd worked there for 26 years,
Great.
somebody else 30. I mean, the proof of the pudding isn't in the eating. I mean, it's just all those involved in Slimming World are just lovely.
But you tapped into something before, and I think it's that group and what you get in group and that sense of community and that support. Did that really help you in your journey?
Oh yes. And you in our group in Leyburn, you do tend to sit in the same place. You're either north, south, east, and west, And the consultant knows because she goes through the names. And where's Gemma? She always sits there. So you get to know the people. And with the Diamond member, you are voted for by your fellows. And so I felt I was as their representative, because a lot of Target people sensibly do go back each week. They're there. There was a feeling that I was voted for by, I was representing them.
They must be extremely proud of you.
Well, they were very nice. Under they all bought magazines and they wanted me to sign.
What is it that keeps you coming back, Anne? Because, you know, some people would say, well, you've cracked it, haven't you? Why is it that you need to keep going?
Because in my past, I have had a weight problem. I was slim when I got married. But in my adolescent, I was overweight. When I was at Teachers Training College, it was a very, it was an Anglican Teachers Training College, and there was a sister in the surgery. And she actually arranged with the canteen, this, you know, college canteen, that I had a high protein, lots of vegetables and limited carbohydrates. And I did lose then 2 stone, which I kept off. But in my life, I have put weight on after my first son. Instead of losing weight, I put it on. And then later on, about 20 years later, I think it was. So I know. And then I put myself on, for one of our son's weddings. And I didn't want to be in the photographs. So I put myself, I was just careful. But Slimming World is the one that has worked, because it's not just the food, but it's the group support, the consultancy, the encouragement. It's the aftercare. And it's just like a club. It's like, my Wednesday club.
Yeah.
Yes, no, and we do have a lovely group at Leyburn. Oh. Yes, yes.
Now,
yes.
You've talked about your lovely husband, Anthony. How's he dealt with the food optimising train and the way you cook, or the way you cook together?
Oh, he has been wonderful.
Has he?
But because Slimming World is good food, and he doesn't like a lot of starchy stuff like that, so encouraging. I followed recipes, but now, you know so well how to do it. But alcohol, I in 2010, I decided we would always have a gin and tonic, but he would get one of the nice glasses, slice of lime, ice, and he would fill it with low calorie that tonic, and then he'd put a finger in his gin and wipe it round the top of my glass. And I got the smell.
The sniff of gin.
Yes, yes. And, it was lovely. And he would never, I think I wouldn't have wine. I might at the weekend have a glass of wine. But I was, before I went to Slimming World, in retirement, I would have cider at lunchtime, just,
Oh, she's a partier, is our Anne.
I really took it seriously. Not in a dull way, but I committed. I made that commitment to join Slimming World, and with Christine Spencer's help and the group support, it just worked.
That's romance, isn't it? Him dipping his finger and putting it around the room of your...
Yeah.
I'm going down to my husband to tell him that now.
But Anthony, right from the start, because he plays golf, and Aldi's very near. So after he's had his round of golf, he'll go to Aldi. He won't, for a treat, he wouldn't buy me chocolates, but it would be, say if there was wonderful fruit, pineapple, he would come back with fruit. And then, or flowers. He's always. And then I've taken on 0% gin, and he'll go get a bottle of Tanqueray's 0% as a, because it's more expensive than the supermarket in Labour and the co-op in Labour.
Oh, how so nice is that?
He really, when we retired in 2004, we had to register up here with a doctor. And he said, Mrs. Day, would you mind getting on the scales? He said, you are a bit heavy, Well, it took another doctor in 2010 to tell me, lose weight in a very nice way. But Anthony, stopped saying anything because I would cry. Yeah, he wouldn't say anything horrible, you know. No. But do you think you really should have a cider, or do you think you'd have that? You know, that's a lot of cheese. You do. You know what I mean? Just gently. But he was so encouraging, and then so proud. You know, each week I'd come back and say, you know, how did you get on today? Well, it'd be £2 off, you know. And then even now I let him know, and I'm in Target, but, you know, one does put weight, one's weight does go up. So, you know, I'd say, oh, it was bang on Target. But I said, that means it's £2 more. And he'd write back immediately a nice message, you know, that's all right, you're okay, you know.
Oh, he seems wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he really, yeah, yeah.
Yes. We get support system, don't we?
It does make a big difference, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds like you had to, in order to get where you are today, you had to make some different choices. You had to make some changes. And sometimes, I guess, I know when I started out the process of losing weight many, many years ago, I almost wasn't willing to really see that. I wasn't really to, I didn't really think about this in terms of a lifestyle and like the long term. I wanted quick and I wanted it off, and I just wanted to be done and then go back to however life was before. But it sounds like you had to make these changes. So you're talking there about, for you, putting alcohol to the side was one of those changes. But I'm curious, you know, because the plan is so adaptable and flexible. What do you use your SWIPs for instance?
I suppose, yes. I've given up. We have afternoon tea, you know, Earl Grey tea. And I like, we've got an Argus, so you've always got something hot. And I love baking. And we do afternoon tea with the church. So, you know, scones and all that. I do no longer have anything with my Earl Grey tea. Anthony is tall, and he used to be a runner, long distance runner, so he's lithe, and he does a lot of physical work and walking 7 miles on the golf course, you know. He does like a slice of fruit cake or a scone or anything like that. So I can do it for him, or I tell him. You know, I've told him, I think yesterday, the Christmas cake is in the fridge in the utility room. If you'd like a slice, do go and get it. I know me.
Yeah.
And if I cut a slice, I'll just even off. Or perhaps take a bit, you know, slight angle it. So, you know, I've got a bit of the marzipan.
Strategic cutting, Anne. Love this.
Yeah. So I do know me, and I do take measures. Yes, I do. Yeah. And I do buy, well, Anthony does. The Tesco's 30% cheddar cheese is much sharper than Aldi. Aldi's not so good on that. Yeah.
I like that. She's a connoisseur of a low fat cheese, you know, the good ones.
Yes, 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 yes.
But you have to find your things, don't you? This is what it's about. It's about finding those ways to still live your gorgeous life, but just with a few tweaks, isn't
it? I love making soup. And so he'll buy, if, you know, they're doing 11 pence vegetables, you know, a whole lovely cabbage or a swede or anything, Anthony will buy lots of vegetables, you know, because he knows I love cooking and, you know, soup. Yeah, I got you double of that. And if the 0% gin is, you know, bargain price, I'll get two bottles. And it goes under the sideboard. Yes.
No, you bagged a winner there. You really have.
Oh, yes.
How many years have you been married?
We're coming up to 58 years, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, it's a long time, yes. I'm 18 months older than Anthony. I think he was 23.
Toy boy.
Yeah, and I was coming up to 25, yeah. And just think, Anthony, you know, what a promise we made each other then, you know.
Oh, and
things.
what a promise it's been, and what an exceptional life it's been, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, because we taught it in the same, well, not a school, it was an independent school, but in the same grounds. Yeah. And he was one of the five bachelors over at the boys' school. Yeah.
Wow.
And how fast forward, and now he's buying you 0% gin and 11p cabbages. I mean, what more could you want?
People might say, "Oh, what a boring life."
Do you know what I really get a sense? It's like just how joyful your life is. And I think sometimes when people talk about weight loss, they forget about joy, don't they? They forget about the happiness and the connection. And I always think as well, like you hear people say that phrase, "I'll be happy when," you know, that they kind of like postpone their celebration or their happiness. But actually, it just feels like you really kind of celebrated that along the way of your journey, and that's just is the way of your life now.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Do you know what, Anne? You know what I love? I run five different groups of my own, and I love when members who are may have a little more wisdom, maybe slightly older, share those pearls of wisdom with my gorgeous younger members as well. It's such a lovely connection that's forged that I don't think happens very often in society anymore, that the generations don't mix so much. It's such a lovely way to learn. I see in my groups a lot of my older members have taught the young ones how to cook or where to do this and things, and I learn off my members so much. I mean, have you found that in your groups that you're able to swap and share?
Yes. And we're friends across the age group, but also, you know, different from different walks of life.
Yeah.
And but also we can share and support emotionally. And I think weight and emotions, and they do go together. And we rejoice with each other when they reach a stone, you know, or their first weight loss when they come back and they're just amazed they've lost 6 pounds. And, you know, we just share with each other and support. And we never crow, or there's no condemnation and there's no arrogance. You know, we just jet with, I think you're your most genuine. Because quite honestly, you know, weight, being overweight is a huge emotion. And you, when you go, you are acknowledged, you're admitting that you have a problem and you want to change your life.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that when Anthony would talk about weight, that made you cry. What was it that was the emotion there for you that would make you feel that way?
Because I was embarrassed. I was ashamed of myself. Feelings that I couldn't put into words, didn't want to put into words. But when Anthony's brother said to me, and he was so gentle, because he said, you know, Anne, I love you, but, you know, I just want to help you, and I can... And this is what you need to do for your health's sake. And, you know, I could take it from him, and it just gave me the courage. And there was a leaflet put through my door.
I've put many a thousand through many a thousand door in the last 15 years.
That was it.
I always think when I deliver my leaflets, because it was a leaflet that really helped me as well, like, this leaflet through this door could be the first step that changes someone's life. And it's just, for a lot of people, it's that first, oh, wow, this is what I need to do. Did you feel a little bit like that when it dropped on the doormat with the stars aligned?
No, I made, but I do remember January, you know, December the 31st. I do remember in this room, because we used to give a New Year's Eve party, I thought, I want to change my life this year.
Oh.
So, you know, and it all dovetailed, you know.
Look at you now. How many years at Target have you been now?
Well, 2011, so it's 15 years nearly, yes.
Gosh. So I'm
but
trying
I'm
to do the maths.
Trying to go.
I'm trying to do 82 minus 15. I can't, like, so you're in your 60s when you joined Slimming World, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible.
Good for you. Well, you're defying all people, you know, who might be like, do you know what? It's too late for me, or you can't change a leopard's.
Never too late.
Exactly. It's not about age, is it? It's about your mindset.
Yes. Wasn't Margaret wonderful the way she discovered this, did it, you know?
Before a remarkable woman before her time, I often think.
Yes.
An incredible lady.
Yeah. Well, Anne, we'll let you go rescue Anthony from, I don't know, eating cake in the utility. He's probably prepping your hot tub by now, isn't he? Pouring you a gin.
Yes.
Is he in the hot tub with a piece of cake? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
That's the dream right there, isn't it, Anne?
With the hat on.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
Okay, well, bye.
See you. Take care.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, next week we're doing a members-only episode, and we're continuing this theme, really, I guess, of self-love, aren't we? It's called Show Yourself Some Love. We're tapping into a brilliant magazine article that's come out not very long ago, actually. I want to get into this as a bit of a theme. And then we're back talking about food. I mean, of course, we will talk about food in the next couple of weeks as well. So come and have a little bit of fun with us. We'll be on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. You can always email us, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. But until then, bye, Anne. Take care.
Bye. Goodbye. Bye.
Bye for now.
And see you guys soon. Bye-bye.